Well, who notified you?
I notified it myself.
Well, you notified by yourself, but how? How you can say that this is a scam?
It's just the way about...
Like, how you can feel that this is a scam? Can you please explain me?
Because it's going all over, it's going on all over the country.
All over the country?
Yes,
then why
same
store
story.
People why the store people carrying gift cards then? If they know this is a scam, then why are they carrying this gift card? Do you have any knowledge?
Yes, I do. It's a scam.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me why they carry these gift cards. If this is a scam, then why are they giving these gift cards to you then?
You shouldn't be doing this. You know you're wrong.
Listen, this is a government-approved gift card, sir. You can also check me online. Do you want me to send you my badge picture right now?
I've already got your badge number and everything.
Badge number. You don't have my badge picture yet, my friend. Otherwise, you will not ask me this kind of question. Understand?
This is a scam.
I'm sending you my badge. I'm not a scam, okay, sir? I never asked you to give me any account or routing or any personal information from you. We are just registering this information under your name so that we can generate a user ID and password. I just sent you the picture. I just sent you my picture to you. Look carefully.
Well, you know what?
And I think the serious people try to, I do understand, serious. Look, every store will tell you the same thing to you.
How about this? Is there any way you can FaceTime me?
FaceTime right now? In
yes.
my office?
Yes.
You want to do FaceTime in my office?
Yes.
While you're driving a truck, you want me to do a FaceTime?
I'm not driving, I'm parked right now. I can park on side.
Yeah, do me FaceTime. How you will do the FaceTime? Do the FaceTime. I don't have an iPhone, okay?
You don't have an iPhone?
No.
So how are you going to FaceTime?
Well, I never do FaceTime.
So
how you will do me the FaceTime if I don't have an iPhone? So how you will do me the FaceTime then?
I actually have the DEA here. On the actual DEA on the phone.
Yeah, so go to that DEA. What that DEA will do? What do you think?
Hello, are you there?
Your money back? Your DEA will get your money back? The DEA will, try to help you to not arrest you? If I send whatever DEA you're talking about, if I send them that officer facts about this warrant, they have to arrest you. Every federal agent, they have to arrest you if I give the order to them. It's a federal order. But we not arrest you because we know it was not you who running this fraud.
Sir, okay? Sir, this is the DEA, Special Agent. If you could send me that warrant, I'd be happy to see that. I believe what you are doing now is criminal, and we are investigating.
Who is criminal? Who are you investigating?
What is your name, sir? What is your name?
My name is Branston.
Branston. And Branston, where are you calling from? Where in Texas, Branston?
El Paso.
El Paso? Can you give me the address where you're located right now?
Definitely, but where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Washington, give me your number.
Sir, you need to provide us with the information that I'm asking for.
Give me your number.
If you are legitimate, I will have a police officer drive over to your place right now and pick up the warrant.
I just need your number.
I'm sorry, did you just swear at me, sir? Go ahead, sir. What's your address that you're located at?
Motherfucker, give me a number. I said give me a number, okay?
Sir, I'm warning you right now. You need to cease and desist this action.
Motherfucker, I said give me a number. I said give me a number, you fools. You piece of give me a number. Who are you?
I already told you who I am. Special Agent DEA. And what you're doing is inappropriate. And you're scamming people.
Terry, you're going to lose your driving license. You don't believe this guy.
Okay.
I already sent you my badge picture to you. Now you will see how your truck, you will stop on the highway.
Okay, where in El Paso are you located right now? What is the address?
You come down.
Which street are you on in El Paso? How about that?
You will come down in El Paso. You will come in El Paso.
Sure.
Are you in Washington? What you will do in El Paso?
I have friends in El Paso. So why don't you tell me where you're located, El Paso? I'll have the police officer stop by, pick up the warrant, and we'll go from there. So go ahead and provide me with the address that you're located.
I don't want to talk to you. Who the hell are you? Who you are, mother?
Sir, I've already explained that. So I need to have the address of where you're located, so I can come down there, and I can pick up the warrant.
My warrant?
You said you have a warrant for this gentleman. If you have a warrant for this gentleman, I'd be more than happy to pick it up.
Why do I trust you?
Well, why does this young man trust you?
Well, he doesn't trust me because his name is involved in this matter, so why should I share that information?
Let me try to explain something to you. If you're trying to tell me that you're part of the DEA and he was involved in something, I think I would know about it. So you need to cease and desist.
Please, sir, just get yourself out from this case. Otherwise, I will find you anyhow and I will shoot you, okay? Better you just keep yourself away from this matter, okay?
Sir, you need to cease and desist.
Keep yourself away. I say keep yourself away.
Where are you calling from?
I said keep yourself away from this matter.
Where are you calling from?
You punk. You don't understand it?
He's calling from Connecticut. That's what the numbers read.
But where are you really calling from, sir?